Two final questions. First question, do you want your kids to be safe or strong? Do you want your kids to be safe or strong? And this is how it works. Because we love our kids, we always want to protect them. And we typically, we don't want to see them unhappy, so we protect them from anything wrong, which is good. But what happens is it gets a bit out of whack when we start giving them everything they want, because it hurts to say no to them. It actually hurts us to say no to them. And that's a danger. That's actually really bad. Because people who get whatever they want, they really suffer in life. They become spiritually and morally weak. They cannot handle adversity. They become passive and unengaged. They become selfish, materialistic, hedonistic. And they become perpetual children. And you know what it's like to be a perpetual child when you're an adult? Some of us have experienced this. We feel horrible. And a part of us feels, if I can use this word, but it describes how we feel useless. We feel pathetic because we're not reaching our potential. There's a part in all of us when we were kids, we'd say to our parents, let me do it. I want to do it. Let me do it for myself. Because we want to take responsibility. And so every person, deep down, men and women, boys and girls, they want to be strong. And that means we need stronger priests and stronger parents. Second question. Back on September 8th, during the homily, we asked ourselves, what kind of church do we want to be? And we had four options according to this diagram. And now we're going to apply it to parenthood. Number one, some parents are low in love and low in expectations. They just don't care. Number two, others are low in love, but high in expectations. They're really demanding, but without affection. Ouch. Number three, others are high in love, but low in expectation. They love their kids, but they never challenge them, and their kids don't grow. And finally, four, some are high in love and high in expectations, and those households have lots of hugs and lots of affirmation. And there's a lot of clarity and discipline in these households too, and there's appropriate, necessary punishment. Absolutely. And so there's more happiness, and there's more strength in these families. What kind of parents do we want to be? Please never give into discouragement. God is with you. You have more influence on your children than they on you. Your authority to love and teach comes from God, and our children deserve higher expectations.